Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good Saturday morning and welcome into WEEI. Dan Ball with you just a little after 11 a.m. here on Saturday, November 15th. We are Boston Sports Original, and thanks for choosing us here on this Saturday morning. No Patriots football to get ready for, but rather, you've already had the good part of the week as a Patriots fan with a win on Thursday. Hello to those listening here on the flagship 93.7 in Boston, as well as those listening on our affiliates in the Cape, Providence, Rhode Island, Springfield, Worcester, Portland, Maine, Keene, and Claremont, New Hampshire, as well as White River. River Junction, Vermont. If you're not listening on any of those, you're probably listening on the free Odyssey app. And if you haven't downloaded that already, you can get live broadcasts like these. You can get all the podcast content, original content from WEEI.com, and so much more. We're loaded here, and I'm taking you up until 1 p.m. here this morning into afternoon. It's a busy day today. Ken and Curtis, then myself. Then you got KJ and Lions leading into Boston College football. Georgia Tech is in town, so the pregame there is at 3. Then you got kickoff at 3:30. As BC looks to find their form down the stretch, I guess you could say. So that's all coming up later on. But on today's show, a ton to get to. For some reason, Bill Belichick is back in the news. I don't know why. I don't know how. I thought we had finally settled into a reality where he was simply coaching football games at UNC. He'd actually won 2 games in a row. And I thought this was kind of a no news is good news situation. But in the dark of night, on a Friday night, ironically enough, just after all of the talk shows had finished, all of the newspapers had gone to print, everybody was off doing whatever media people do at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, all of a sudden, there's a news drop. There's a statement drop. So we'll get to the latest, including an update from Diana Russini on the legitimacy of what the statement was that Bill Belichick put out last night. So we'll get to that. We have some Red Sox talk coming up. I know it's November, it's barely 40 degrees outside, but the rumor mill is swirling. GM meetings going on this week in Las Vegas, so we'll kind of play the believe it or not game with some of the biggest rumors floating around from the Boston Red Sox in the 12 o'clock hour, and we'll get the perspective of Christopher Smith of Mass Live, who's going to join the show at 12:30 today to give his perspective on what he saw, what he heard out in Las Vegas. All that, a little Bruins talk coming up at the end of the program as well, but want you to join the conversation at any point. It's 617-779-7937. That's the phone number. You can call, you can text, you can join our conversation at any point during the course of the late morning and early afternoon. But, I mean, where else do you start right now but the New England Patriots and the coach and the quarterback that are quickly becoming the envy of the league? Now, if you put a couple bucks on Mike Vrabel for Coach of the Year and Drake May for MVP of the National Football League, first of all, God bless you, because you are a better investor than I am, you're a better gambler than I am, and you simply knew something that I don't really think we knew at the beginning of the year. So it jogged to mind a question that was bandied about on the afternoon program at the end of this past week. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson, myself, Stiz, everybody involved, were asked the question, what's surprised you more to this point in the season? Is it the success of the New England Patriots, 9 wins, best record for the time being until kickoff tomorrow in football, and kind of quickly becoming the envy of the league. First of all, I want to quickly dovetail on this and say, New York Jets fans, guys, I'm sorry. I cannot imagine what it's like to watch a game on Thursday where after 20 years of watching Bill Belichick and Tom Brady just run your show, where the most memorable moments might have been your quarterback running into the ass of his center, you then have to turn around 5 years later and see Mike Vrabel and Drake May doing the exact same thing while you watch Justin Fields try his hardest to throw a pass. If Justin Fields is playing before the forward pass, he'd have a darn good chance to be a decent quarterback. But unfortunately, we're about, I don't know, 70 years removed from that plus. So anyways, Jets fans, I feel for you guys. I really do. Rest of the National Football League, I know that there's a certain fan bases that are upset. I'm sure Bills fans probably aren't thrilled with the trajectory of 2025, but Jets fans, man, oh my goodness. But anyways, that's really immaterial to the conversation we're having now. So what's more surprising? The Patriots at 9-2, the Patriots being the envy of the league through 11 weeks of football, or the individual MVP level success of Drake May? This question was asked on Friday, and the guys went around the room and pretty unanimously, as far as I can remember, went, the success of the organization. Oh, we knew Drake May was going to be special. You knew it was just a matter of time. And I didn't really feel at the moment that it was my place, but now I get 2 hours in front of me, so I'll say this myself without Ted Johnson staring back at me. The answer to me is that in terms of what's more surprising this year is absolutely the play of the quarterback. And I was a little surprised to hear it be as unanimous as it was. So I wanted to put this into a bit of perspective and try to kind of get back in touch with what we were talking about at the beginning of the season. And now this is also a question where you have to acknowledge these two things kind of go hand in hand. The success of the organization and the success of the quarterback are very much tied at the hip. So both are very much equal parts surprising, but the point of the exercise is to pick one, and mine is for sure the quarterback in this situation, because the moves that were made this offseason would suggest to me that the floor of the Patriots had been elevated. You spend more money in free agency than any other team in football. You have a draft class that was regarded amongst the best in football. I know people were unsure about Will Campbell and his arm size. That one's becoming a bit of a laugher. But you looked at the way they handled the next couple of rounds with those, I believe it was three picks between the second and third round when you get Henderson and then you get Wilson at the back half of the draft. It was widely regarded as a very, very strong draft class. So you spend money, you have a good draft, and on top of that, you hire a coaching staff. A coach that you know is going to come in and completely at least attempt to shift the culture. I don't think there was any question what Mike Vrabel was going to attempt to do and attempt to bring based on at least the early returns in Tennessee. That was for sure. You brought in a guy with experience, a guy who saw the highs, a guy who saw the lows of his first coaching experience, went back, got a little more experience with the Browns, was around the Houston Texans. You know, a guy that's seen a lot. And then you also hired a staff around him, Josh McDaniels and the like, that had five guys with head coaching experience. That's crazy. Multiple position coaches with head coaching experience is just something that doesn't happen in the league. At best, you can hope for, I'd say, a head coach and two coordinators that have head coaching experience. But an offensive line coach that was a head coach and, you know, other specialists that have led teams before, your leadership group from a coaching perspective was completely reworked from a bunch of rookies trying to figure it out last year to a bunch of veterans, all of whom had seen certain good and certain bad parts of being a coach. So all of that was established, and we had predictions like Brian Hoyer's 8-11 wins, which amazingly enough now also feels low. He picked 4 win totals and may still be wrong. I think anybody who thought that was going to happen probably thought, oh yeah, because they're going to win 6 games, not 13. And Taylor Kiles, we made fun of him. He had 13 win. Well, I went back and read his report just to clarify it a little bit. He said there were 13 winnable games, which then we construed as him saying 13 wins. It's different verbiage, but it's still making the same point. So before we knew what Drake May was going to be in year 2 as a pro and year 1 with Josh McDaniels, you already had people that were picking anywhere between 8 to, I guess, 13 wins for this team. I think that the general consensus from what I can remember in through training camp and then kind of into August and September was this kid's gonna be good. He has a good chance to be a very good quarterback. You know, we think he's going to take another step. He's got better weapons around him. He's got a better offensive line. He's got a better offensive coordinator. You can say that without any hint of a question mark behind it. But be completely honest with me. Did you really think that after 11 weeks, Drake May was going to be the odds-on favorite to win the MVP? Again, if you put money on that before week one, and I would love to see the bet slips, you can tweet them at me if you want, at Dan Ball, BAHL. Tweet me the bet slip that you had in July or August where you bet on Drake to be the MVP, because you are looking at one hell of a payday if you did do that. But did you actually believe it, or were you just being a homer honk of a Patriots fan? And I don't blame you if you were. But I can't sit here and say, oh yeah, the success of the organization is mind-boggling to me. It certainly is a surprise. 9 wins in 11 games, more wins already, more wins before you've cut into your Thanksgiving turkey than you had in the last 2 years combined. Yeah, of course that's surprising. But think about the infrastructure that was established with the Patriots year over year. The coaching, the free agency signings, the introduction of veterans, especially on the defensive side of the football. And then the introduction of another draft class and one that's actually had a bit of success. That could at least lay you out the roadmap of, hey, this, I said 7 at the beginning of the year, but this could be an 8 or 9 win team. This team should at least be on the radar of the wild card. But Drake May being the level of quarterback that is second in completion percentage, just behind Jared Goff, now first in passing yards at almost 3,000, tied for second with 20 touchdown passes, fifth in passer rating, and thrown less interceptions than Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, his classmate Bo Nix, or his draft classmate Bo Nix, and the same amount as Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And a guy who, if you went on your sports book right now, would be right at the top. Number one, bet on him for MVP. That we'd be having conversations of Drake versus Matthew Stafford for MVP and unequivocally saying that he's had a better season than Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. The consensus 1, 2, 3, and 4 in any quarterback ranking you would find anywhere at the beginning of this year. I can't say that. That is a dead-on shock. More specifically in terms of the game that Drake plays this year versus last. How quickly he has eliminated that tendency he had to make a stupid mistake. Eliminated is a very strong word, but drastically reduced. The speed with which he's been able to do that year over year to me is stunning. I thought that, unfortunately, the quarterback that the Patriots had hitched their wagon to had a bit of that gunslinger. Somewhere between Daniel Jones and Jameis Winston is, I'll throw it, somebody's out there. may not be my team, but somebody's going to catch it. I thought he had a bit too much of that in his game, and it's really, really hard to get a quarterback out of that rhythm when you've had success doing that at the collegiate level and the high school level and everything like that. And then also, we're kind of just enabled to do that as your first year as a pro. I thought there was just too much in his game, but he has drastically reduced the dumb mistake. They're still there, and people will point to the pick that he threw a couple weeks ago against Tampa and how, you know, he put the ball on the ground. I think he's tied for second right now in fumbles. He's recovered four of the six that he has, but he still puts the ball on the ground. So it's not gone from his game, but it is night and day in terms of the decision-making. And the one thing that I bemoaned more than anything else during the preseason and the early part of the season coming off of last year is I just didn't know if he could be a guy who would get comfortable throwing in the pocket. He had such this knee-jerk reaction of, as soon as there's the least bit of pressure, I got to roll out. And he's darn good, and you saw it last year, you see it again this year. He's darn good making a play when he's rolling out to his right. I would argue probably the best in the rookie class at that last year, and still one of the better in the NFL at doing that this year, making a play on the run. That is a very Josh Allen-esque trait that even you saw last year amidst an up-and-down rookie season. But the ability to withstand pressure, move within the pocket, step up and throw, and not immediately just tuck it and run. That is the thing that he eliminated from his game that I look at and went, I was not expecting that. So all of these different things happening by about the halfway point of his second season in the league, I just didn't see that. I did not see that coming. And the last thing that jumps out year over year that is kind of something you either have it or you don't is the intangible part, the leadership, the ability to be a tone setter, to be an energy generator, to be a guy who's a steady presence for your offense, for an offense that's, you know, mostly at your age or even a little bit younger. I think there's been a lot of growth in that regard as well. So the question becomes, what surprises you more, the Patriots at 9-2 or Drake May being an MVP candidate? David Azar, back behind the glass. Good morning to you.
What's up? Morning.
Thoughts on that? What surprises you more, that the Patriots are 9-2 or that Drake May is an MVP candidate?
I would say Drake May being an MVP candidate just by watching last year. Like you said, all the bad mistakes he made last year. And I know Alex Van Pelt talked about how he needed to throw to the guy with the tuba in like the fourth row. That was a big quote last year.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, we've seen it a little bit, the end of the Tampa Bay game where he threw that pick in the end zone. But overall, I mean, he's eliminated most, if not all, of these mistakes that were, you know, ruining the season last year.
Right.
So I think that's a big step forward, and I give a lot of credit to Vrabel as well, and actually having an offensive coordinator who knows what he's doing.
Right. Knows how to develop a quarterback, and apparently, you know, knows how to emphasize the strengths of the player. But also, you know, that was something that came up a couple weeks ago when we were discussing the relationship between McDaniels and May. There was some worry during the preseason of, oh, you know, are these guys going to be a match made in heaven? Can Josh work with a quarterback that has the kind of athleticism that Drake May has? Can he really make the most out of that kind of guy? And what you're realizing is, instead of worrying about what Josh couldn't do, instead we're praising what he can do, which is teach him how to be a pocket passer at least some of the time. You see more of the Brady and even Mac Jones-esque ability to deliver in the pocket. I know that obviously Drake is head and shoulders above anything that Mac could ever dream to be, but again, there wasn't that ability to just make the easy throw, make the quick throw, get it to your check down, make the safe play instead of doing something stupid. That's what Josh did for eons with Brady. And that's what you're starting to see develop with Drake. So what Josh has preached, Drake is clearly taking. He has become an MVP candidate that people are saying he does the best of what Josh Allen does. He does the best of what Justin Herbert does. He puts all those things together into this kind of player that you don't see very often in this league. That's what
the conversation has become around this guy, and I just cannot sit here and say that I saw that coming when we were starting the season. However, there are naysayers out there, as there are always going to be. Certain ESPN personalities, when they got into their production meetings on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday as the Patriots took the national stage, and I probably should have put a trigger warning out there to YouTube TV subscribers that I was going to be mentioning ESPN. But Bart Scott, Cam Newton, they both had some relatively inflammatory things to say about Drake May, his MVP case, and the Patriots as a potential paper tiger within the AFC ranks. So we have both of those on file. I want to react to them because they're laughable. I understand that everybody has a paycheck that they got to go get. Everybody has a way to make their living within the media, and some people are the ones who, when you get at a table with Stephen A. Smith, you got to take whatever his opinion is not. And so sometimes it's the one that sounds pretty stupid. But even this, I feel like, is a bit of a stretch. But we'll see if there's some legitimacy. We'll listen to Bart Scott. We'll listen to Cam Newton and what they had to say about the Patriots on the negative side of things as we continue football talk at 617-779-7937. All that coming up after David Azar gets you caught up on what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Canadiens at 7 p.m. They'll look to get back in the win column after falling to the Senators on Thursday night. The Bees are 11-8 on the season so far. The Celtics are back in action tomorrow afternoon against the Clippers. Tip-off is set for 3:30. And some news around the NBA saw the New Orleans Pelicans fire their head coach Willie Green just 12 games into the season. The Pelicans are off to a 2-10 start. Boston College football is preparing to face Georgia Tech at 3:30 p.m. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Boston College men's basketball takes on Temple at 2 p.m. today. The call of that game will be on WEEI AM 850. Boston College hockey heads to Amherst to play the Minutemen after beating them 7-3 last night. Coverage of the game begins at 6:45 p.m. on WEEI AM 850. The Bills are hosting the Buccaneers at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. They'll look to bounce back after losing to the Dolphins last week. The Patriots sit atop the AFC East at 9-2 after their Thursday night win, while the Bills are in second place at 6-3. I'm David Azar. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come. Hey, a good clarification from the text line at the 860. Mr. Ball, by the way, very formal. YouTube has reached a deal with ESPN and ABC finally. I did not see that headline, but did turn out last night. New deal to bring channels such as ABC and ESPN back to Google-owned live streaming platform on Friday, ending a blackout for customers that lasted over 2 weeks. Congratulations to all the YouTube TV owners out there. You guys are out of the darkness. You didn't miss anything that big. Not like there was a couple great games or anything. Actually, I will say, if there was any week for you to not have ESPN to watch Monday Night Football, it was this past week. You didn't miss much. I don't know if you followed on Twitter or, you pirated it like most normal people do when you have to pay for something, or you just followed the smoke signals. But, yeah, what a mess. Anyways, 617-779-7937, the phone number. Dan Ball with you. Thanks for being with us. Christopher Smith of Mass Live joining us at 1230. Okay, so with the Patriots being relevant in the NFL right now, and with them being back in standalone games and playing in prime time and being a top team in the AFC and all that, the talking heads are out. And specifically, there were two that I wanted to focus on. One, a former Jet. One, a former Patriot, which is kind of an interesting dichotomy for where they both come from. Let's start with Bart Scott, who was on Get Up on Friday morning and was asked the very simple question by Peter Schrager, who is a known Patriots supporter and Drake May supporter. He said famously last year in the four interceptions, you can ignore those. But he was asked the question, Drake May, MVP, do you believe in it? So, David, let's start and stop this at a few different places to see if we can make something out of what Bart Scott is saying.
Bart, as we're talking MVP, when you watched Drake May last night, do you see MVP?
No, I saw a quarterback that has a good coordinator that has designed good plays for him, but I also see a team that have, beat, players or teams with a combined record of 37-66. Yep. Let's keep it in perspective. Now, I did see a very good player, but I wouldn't
okay,
be surprised.
Okay, stop. Right there. Already you lost me. Right there. So the question is, Drake May, do you see an MVP? He then says no. Okay, that's fine. The first two things out of his mouth are the coordinator and the opponents. Nothing directly to do with the quarterback. There are plenty of good coordinators. Are you telling me that Matthew Stafford doesn't deserve to be an MVP because of Sean McVay? What are we doing? And then the schedule, 37, whatever. I understand that. But you're ignoring the specifics about the defenses that you've had to play. What did Drake do against Myles Garrett? What did Drake do against the Atlanta Falcons? What did he do against the Buffalo Bills stink on defense and are kind of just a bit of a rough watch anyways. But you're ignoring some of the specifics about the defenses and the star players and the TJ Watts and the Max Crosbys and the Myles Garretts that have been on the other side. So now he has gone from ignoring talking about the quarterback to talking about the quarterback being a good player. Okay, go ahead.
Now, I did see a very good player, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if they win the division and have to host Kansas City, Baltimore, or Buffalo and get sent home. This is a well-coached team that's playing about as high as they could, and they have a quarterback that's not losing the game. He's able to make plays down the field, 66% in throws over 20 yards or better. That's great because that allows you to get explosives. So that means they can score. I think Stephon Diggs has become the route runner that they need, being able to move the chains and things like that to be that outlet for him. But MVP, I think that's disrespectful to Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, and Matthew Stafford.
Okay, no, pause. All right, so a couple things there. First of all, still has not said a specific negative about Drake May. David, how far? Are we a minute in yet?
We're got to be close.
Just about.
Just about, yeah.
52 seconds.
52 seconds. We're a minute into his reason why Drake is not an MVP. A minute in, and he hasn't said a single negative thing other than the schedule that he played, the records of the opponents that the quarterback has played. And in the process, has contradicted himself multiple times. Talked about a team that's going to make the playoffs. First of all, the Patriots had four wins last year and four wins the season prior. If the Patriots make the playoffs, that is a Herculean task when we looked at it at the beginning of the season. That is a pretty damn big ask and would imply that you're getting a lot of good quarterback play in order to do that. And then the argument of you're going to face Buffalo or Kansas City or Baltimore and get bounced in the first round has nothing to do with anything for a regular season award. I know I'm getting myself worked up over nothing because this is just, he's just talking. Bart Scott was told, you got to say no. You have to find a way to say no to this. And this is how hard it is to try to talk yourself into not having Drake May as an MVP candidate. You have to spin yourself into circles in order to try to find some kind of logic other than he has played teams that have poor records. That's it. That's all you have to be able to lean on. Okay, go ahead.
Stafford.
No,
yeah, Daniel Jones. I said it out loud.
It's not disrespectful. About? When you look at Drake May and what he's been able to do so far this season, he's top five in pass yards, completion percentage, QBR, and quarterback rating.
He's played a Louisville type of schedule.
There it is. There it is again.
Where'd you go to school, Bart?
I went to 13th grade. I didn't go to college.
My point exactly.
It's nuanced. Like, without Chris Godwin, we fought with a battered, injured Tampa Bay team. Like, come on, let's keep it in perspective,
morning,
man. MVP is reserved for one of the best. Would you be surprised that he can go in and not lose to one of these quarterbacks at home?
Okay. So that was tightened up for your enjoyment and frustration. Simply because there were other people that actually made good points on the fact that Drake was an MVP candidate. So this is the one part that I wanted to save for the end. Disrespectful to Daniel Jones, disrespectful to Sam Darnold, calling Drake an MVP candidate. I don't have the slightest idea what that has to do with anything. Daniel Jones is having a season that, again, is also unexpected from an MVP standpoint. Yeah, you probably went in and thought, if you ranked all the quarterbacks in terms of MVP chances, you probably would have taken Drake over Daniel Jones, mainly because you didn't even know that Jones was going to be a starter at the beginning of the year. Remember the whole Jones versus Anthony Richardson conversation? Yeah, that was a fun one. So yes, obviously at the beginning of the season, you had a better chance for Drake to be your MVP than Daniel Jones. But both would still firmly be in the category of, I'm surprised they're here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm shocked that they're at the top of this conversation. And you know who else is also in that? Sam Darnold. You're also surprised that Sam Darnold is in that kind of conversation. So it's not like one is this huge shock compared to the other. And then look at the situation around the quarterback. Look at the situation around them. Sam Darnold comes out of Minnesota, where he performs well with Justin Jefferson, and you got Kevin O'Connell calling your plays, and clearly being in that system helped him as a professional. You go to Seattle, new coach, new quarterback, Jackson Smith and Jigba, got Cooper Kupp, two decent running backs in your backfield, but a MVP-level number one receiver. Go out to Indianapolis, a running back who is having a career-defining year. Another number one wide receiver in Michael Pittman. Good complimentary pieces. Alec Pierce. I know A.D. Mitchell can't really catch the football, but, you know, it looked like he was going to be promising.
Well, he's also on the Jets. He got
I'd say at the beginning of the, beginning of the season. Yeah, that's fair. So he was so bad that now he plays for the Jets. But I'm just, in terms of the full body of work of the guys, and Tyler Warren as well. So look at the situation around the quarterback. Look at the coaching and the professional resume, and I just, again, to say that it's disrespectful to those two that May is in the conversation, unbelievable to me. But hey, I mean, it got you talking. It got people talking heads like me talking about it. And apparently I'm not the only one that struggles with Bart Scott a bit. Here's Louie. How are you, Louie?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm out working in the yard today, and you have to mention Bart Scott, first off. And I'm going to try to clean this up, okay?
Okay.
He has to have some naked pictures of people that work at ESPN. There's no way he should be still working there. He can't speak English, never mind make a comment or about Drake May. I mean, are you kidding me? I didn't hear it. But if I was watching it, I would have changed the channel. I can't stand anything he says. And you know what that's all about? He got bitch slapped so many times by Brady and the Patriots, the Ravens back in the day. He can't let it go. He's such a moron.
Louis, thank you for the call. See, I think I'm sure he's one of many that feel that way when he just opens his mouth and says much of anything. But apologies for ruining the yard work on this chilly Saturday. But okay, so that was Bart Scott. That was one half of this. The other half then comes from Cam Newton, who had the distinct pleasure of being on First Take and getting to talk about the New England Patriots. Does he believe in them? Are they legitimate contenders? All right, David, let's hear from the former Patriots quarterback about the New England Patriots.
It has fool's gold written all over it. Cupid, Siconia, middle of the mall. And yes, is Drake May playing good football, Stephen Anthony and Ryan Terry? Absolutely. And I would like to attest his great play to one specific person that I know too well, Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. Now, Josh McDaniels may not be a great head coach, but he is a brilliant offensive mind. And he explains the game in a way that it's just, dang. So if the shades right here and the three techs right there, okay, cool, that's over. All right, cool. I did a mic and let's play. You're protected now, all right? The thing that I have a problem with is if you keep playing sorry scrubs, then you're going to have this falsetto of a mentality going into the playoffs, and it has one and done written all over it. Give me the Indianapolis Colts. Because the same questions that I have for Indianapolis, or should I say Carly Ursay's Indianapolis coach, she's doing a damn good job with that. When you talk about them, the same questions still arise when you're talking about the New England Patriots.
Okay. How all right. They- Fair enough. Thanks, Cam. Thanks so much. So, paper tigers, fool's gold, cubic zirconium, all these different ways to say that they are one and done in the playoffs, because they haven't beaten anybody, right? So we're going to ignore Tampa, and we're going to ignore Buffalo, where they were at the time when you played them. I mean, it's again, yeah, I fully understand that the true test, if you want to call it that, comes when you play Baltimore and comes when you play Buffalo again. If you beat both of those teams, I think it's going to be pretty darn quiet when it comes to people trying to make arguments against how good this team is. Now, I think if you want to have an honest conversation about how this team will handle playing in the playoffs or being a top seed, playing in front of your home fans, or maybe, you know, depending on where things go, you go out on the road, you're facing a battle-tested team in the first round, there are plenty of questions that remain unanswered about how this team handles the pressure of being a playoff team and having a do or die situation. And how does Drake handle playing in the playoffs and maybe having to lead, a game winning drive or a comeback or do the kind of clutch things that your championship winning quarterbacks have to do? We don't have a sample size. All we can base what we're seeing right now is on the evidence we have in the past. All we have is past performance to try to predict what future success is going to be. That's it. So if you want to be a naysayer, you can look forward to something that we have no idea how it's going to be handled, which is playoff caliber football, game-winning drives, and trying to actually win games when your season is on the line. But the same questions I have about the Indianapolis Colts are the same questions that I have in the New England Patriots. Here's the point that I was trying to make with this entire exercise, is that you have to go deep down a rabbit hole and twist yourself into a pretzel to try to talk yourself out of the Patriots quarterback being an MVP and the Patriots being a legitimate contender after what we've seen so far. You have to go all the way down the ranks to Bart Scott and Cam Newton to find somebody who's willing to even take on the challenge of the Patriots not being legit. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your calls on the New England Patriots and your text as well. You can call and text that same number. But I would be remiss if we didn't get to the statement that was released by, I'm sure, Bill Belichick and Belichick alone, not his girlfriend who was bragged on camera about knowing how to use the Adobe suite, late Friday night, which is already just over 12 hours later, been refuted by Diana Russini. So we'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, guys, call me foolish. Maybe that's just where the sentence can end. But call me foolish because I had started to believe that we were done with Bill Belichick rumors and headlines and TMZ reports and all the things that just kept forcing their way back onto our radar. And, you know, there's always going to be pushback whenever this topic comes up. He's not in New England anymore, Dan. He's down at UNC. Why are we talking about this? Well, because that entire now 48 minutes worth of me talking to you here on this wonderful radio station, WEEI, all of that was made relevant because of Bill Belichick and his quarterback and his championship rings and all that. The dynasty that was launched in New England was made relevant because of Bill, so he will always be synonymous with this area in football, no matter what. So let's set the scene. UNC football, winners of their last two games. How about that? Syracuse and Stanford go down to the Tar Heels. 4-5 on the season, 2-3 in conference, taking on Wake Forest today. 4:30 to be exact, if you want to tune in and watch Bill and his muse and all of those Tar Heels and all that. So we get done with our show. The Christian Arcand Show is rolling its way along into its final hour on a Friday, as a matter of fact. All the talk shows on TV are done for the week. Everybody's off enjoying their Friday night. And that's when Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson try to sneak one past the goalie on Instagram by publishing it outside of the news cycle. But silly Bill, silly Jordan. It's 24/7 news cycle nowadays because social media exists. And this immediately started blowing up. From Bill Belichick and UNC football, both accounts, joint post on Instagram, quote, "I have great respect and genuinely care for the New York Giants organization and both the Mara and Tisch families. The New York Giants played an important role in my life and in my coaching journey. It was a privilege for me to work for the Mara family and be a member of Coach Parcells' staff for over a decade. However, despite circulating rumors, I have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. Since arriving at Chapel Hill, my commitment to the UNC football program has not wavered." Sure. "We have tremendous support from the university, our alumni, and the entire Carolina community." Sure. Why not? Unlike buyout proceedings were discussed. "My focus remains solely on continuing to improve this team, develop our players, and build a program that makes Tar Heel fans proud." And then, of course, at the end, because it's too good, "We're on to Wake Forest." That's the statement, followed up quickly by a tweet from Tom Pelissero. Bill Belichick learned from his experience with the Falcons 2 years ago. "If he ever returns to the NFL, it will happen in the dark of night. No drawn-out process. No interviews. No public spectacle. One day, he will just be the coach. Until then, we're on to other candidates." So, Tom Pelissero, checks in the mail for you, pal, because that was one of the most obvious and egregious shill for a coach or player tweets I have ever read. He'll just appear in the dark of night. Bill Batman Belichick will show up, and one day the program will be his. Are you kidding me? What are we doing at this point with an over-the-hill, barely successful in college coach that very clearly has been spurned by 32 NFL franchises and is now trying to recoup what's left of his dignity? He's going to appear in the dark of night. No interview. You wouldn't want to interview Bill Belichick at this point? You wouldn't maybe want to pick his brain and see what's making him tick right now and what his perspective on the NFL and modern day football and his role within you wouldn't want to interview him just to ask, "Hey, is this Jordan girl going to be around every day? Is she going to be wearing a headset like Carly Ursay and on the sideline and telling you what to do? Are my PR people going to have to answer to her now?" No interviews. They just appear in the dark of night. Belichick and his muse. And then he will just be the coach. Get out of here with this. So let's get to the report today. Speaking of people who have their reputations dragged through the mud this year, Diana Russini. "As for the Giants, they already have a short list of candidates to replace him," being Brian Daboll, "the kind every well-run organization keeps in a drawer for moments like this." Okay, I didn't need to hear a well-run organization and the Giants in the same sentence. "Despite the obvious connections to six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick," I thought it was eight. Oh, I didn't know that. "The organization's respect for his accomplishments, I'm told he was never on their radar and wouldn't have been now." Something that was true well before a statement on Friday night disavowing interest in any NFL jobs. "The two sides never had any communication about New York's vacancy. It wasn't happening." So this was apparently just a statement that was put out to respond to rumors. The UNC football program's Instagram page put out a statement responding to aggregators and to sportsbooks. That is the level of need for attention, the level of desire for being on the radar of football fans everywhere that is going on down there, that you needed to read reports from some of our favorite aggregators, ML Football, Dove Climate, all these accounts that are run by God knows who. They read those reports. Bill Belichick, he was with the Giants once. And then you do like that Photoshop edit where you have him wearing a Giants hoodie and a Giants Giants visor. And could Bill Belichick be the next Giants head coach? Let me know below. Like and subscribe. And they were compelled to put out a statement saying circulating rumors. Circulating rumors. I am not interested in any NFL head coaching jobs. Well, thank God that 32 teams in the NFL have been put on notice that Bill's not interested. I can only imagine how many GMs were sitting in their office, tearing their hair out, trying to figure out how on God's green earth do we fix our program? Oh, I got it. Belichick. And they had his number dialed out, or they had his contact up on their phone, because I don't know how many people, you know, dial on a phone anymore versus just going into your contacts and picking one. They read that statement. They closed their phone, or they put the receiver back down. They threw it across the room in frustration. They missed out on their guy. He's not interested. He's not interested in your job and your millions and your complete and total power that he could give you and his chance for redemption and the chance at winning a ring, just like his quarterback did in Tampa Bay outside of New England. Not interested. Not for me. Sorry, guys. Not my taste. Unbelievable. Why do we have to do this? Why is there the need, the feeling, the desire to have to just turn every single headline into Bill? Because it's counterintuitive. Everything that just happened in all of that is counterintuitive. I'm focused on UNC football developing my players. You have a game against Wake Forest in under 24 hours, and you're putting out a statement responding to rumors about yourself on your team's official Instagram page. You don't care about the players or the game plan or whatever's going to happen on the field today at Wake Forest. You can tell people that you do, but your actions tell me that you don't. And I don't get it, guys. I really, really don't. It's so incredibly unnecessary. You know what he should have focused on instead of putting this thing out, responding to rumors about him going to the Giants? Well, the answer is nothing. Put out something about the fact that you're actually starting to win games. You're 4-5. You got some season left. You got a couple winnable games left on your schedule. You might actually be able to build, after a rough start, something halfway decent for yourself in UNC. Maybe it won't be just a one-and-done thing in UNC. But to grab the attention that wasn't needed and put it on that particular topic, I thought it was egregious. I didn't understand it, and I certainly wish it did not happen. But it's out there, and now UNC gets to focus on Wake Forest, because if you read in the statement, we're on to Wake Forest. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We are on to the Boston Red Sox because the rumor mill is swirling. And if you are to believe the reporting, and I understand that we've been down this road before, and we've been sold a bill of goods, and some has been delivered on, but most is not. So we'll play Do You Actually Believe It this year with rumors about the Red Sox spending past the CBT threshold. All that and more coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.